Welcome to the Love and Lattes podcast, a coffee lover's guide to good vibes, books, rom-coms, and everything in between. Now grab some coffee and let's get chatting. Hey everyone, it's Betsy from Love and Lattes podcast, and episode 1 of season 11 of When Calls the Heart just premiered on Hallmark Channel. It literally just ended seconds ago, and I'm going to recap and review the episode. And boy, was there a lot going on. Before we get to the preview, I would love if you would subscribe to this channel. You can get notified of all of the interviews, recaps, and previews. Also, if you click the description below, there is a link to all of the When Calls the Heart interviews that have occurred on the podcast. Guests that have been on the podcast include Kevin McGarry, Kayla Wallace, Natasha Burnett, Viv Leacock, Vienna Leacock, Amanda Wong, Brian Bird, the co-creator of When Calls the Heart, was also on the podcast, so you can listen to all of those at the link below in the description. Oh, Andrea Brooks was also on the podcast, so quite a few people. I'm very grateful to everyone that has joined me. It's so fun to talk about the show. Okay, where to start? Well, we basically started exactly where season 10 left off, with Elizabeth and Nathan kind of having a moment, and Bill interrupts them because something has happened with Lucas after being announced he won the race for governor. So we literally pick up exactly from that moment. We see Lucas is in the hospital in Union City. He's not doing so well. He's lost a lot of blood, but Elizabeth and Bill come to see how he's doing, to help him, to comfort him. And you can tell Elizabeth is really torn up by the whole situation, but thankfully, Lucas pulls through, and it appears that he is making a full recovery from his injuries. Throughout the episode, you see him speaking with different people, and he's doing so from his hospital room, but he is really in his element in the role as governor. He was made for this role, and his character just fits so well as a governor. So in this sort of political role, not surprisingly. But then fast forward 4 months later from the initial opening, when Lucas is in the hospital and he's kind of struggling, he's really weak, we fast forward, as I just said, I'm repeating myself, and we see that Nathan is being treated as a hero amongst the surrounding territories and in Hope Valley because he helped to arrest a man named Clayton Pike, who was the alleged shooter of Lucas. However, Nathan and Bill have their doubts regarding Mr. Pike being the true shooter in this situation. They think he's not the actual person who did the crime. And they're obviously suspecting Bernard Montague from last season, who had some beef with Lucas for announcing that he was running for governor. And so Rosemary, being the clever reporter that she is, catches this kind of, weirdness or hesitancy to fully acknowledge Pike as the shooter, and she wants the scoop, as she says, very dramatically. Of course, Nathan and Bill have to be tight-lipped because they can't reveal what they're doing as far as investigating further, and Bill appears to be going forward in his kind of search to figure out what's really going on. So we'll see what happens with that, and if Bernard Montague really gets convicted of this crime. In a very short snippet, we see Allie reuniting with Nathan when he returns, and she decides she would rather hang out with Angela than with Nathan. She's a teenager, so, you know, that's to be expected. She's getting older, and, you know, just it happens with age, but they still have a great relationship since he adopted her. And kind of sort of surprising, but not surprising, is the fact that Fiona will not be returning for season 11 of When Calls the Heart. At this point, it really seemed like that. Apparently, her character is in Nashville fighting for women's right to vote, which obviously makes sense for her character. She was such a go-getter, an entrepreneur. She loved mixing it up with guys and kind of standing her ground. And the apparent reason for Fiona not returning for this season is that Kayla Wallace, who actually plays the character of Fiona, is currently filming a series. I believe it's called Landman, and it is filming in Texas, and it's a Taylor Sheridan project. If you don't know who Taylor Sheridan is, I'm sure you know who Kevin Costner is, and there's that whole Yellowstone world, which is just massive, and it's a huge step in her career, so congratulations, Kayla, although I hope we get to see her return to Hope Valley. even for an episode or two. And kind of related to that, Faith is lonely without her friend, and she's kind of struggling personally with feeling lonely, not just from Fiona not being there, but also probably not having a significant other to share life with. And she confides in Minnie kind of about what's going on. And Minnie is kind of struggling herself with how to, you know, support Faith in her her kind of current situation, how she's feeling. Of course, Joseph is really reassuring. And, you know, he's just like, just be there for her and kind of help her as she adjusts to life's changes. Faith had a kind of a big episode, actually. She's dealing with a patient who's having some cardiac problems. And this particular patient named Dora Watson has what appears to probably be maybe a heart attack or a stroke inside the general store. And she gets transferred to Union City for help at the hospital. She undergoes surgery. However, here's the kind of situation we're in. She has a granddaughter named Lily who has no other living relatives. And it appears, based on a letter or a telegram sent to Faith, that Faith is going to be taking care of Lily while her grandmother's in the hospital. So it's kind of, even though she's lonely now, she will have someone to care for and kind of fulfill maybe a maternal instinct and kind of help her in new ways that she did not expect. And of course, we can't end this episode without discussing Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you know, she went through kind of the turmoil of seeing Lucas in this vulnerable state at the beginning of the episode, to feeling kind of content with her life and where she is, to now sort of recognizing maybe her feelings a little bit for Nathan. This is apparent when, well, let me kind of see where I want to start off with this. Okay, so Elizabeth decides that she would like to cut her hair. Of course, Rosemary is so supportive of this idea, and she goes to get her hair cut by Fiona, only to learn that Fiona is no longer in Hope Valley, and Robert, the kind soul that he is, offers to cut her hair. That would have been an interesting haircut, but, you know, Elizabeth declines that nice offer, and Rosemary ends up cutting Elizabeth's hair, during which time, kind of inadvertently, Elizabeth sort of hints that she has feelings for Nathan and kind of questions if he does for her still. So that's pretty obvious. He has feelings for her. He kind of stumbled and made a goofball of himself near the beginning of the episode. But yeah, so we have that situation. Her hair is super cute, so adorable. Erin Krakow in real life has had short hair for several years, so it's kind of fun. She will no longer be in a wig for season 11 of When Calls the Heart, and she's just wearing her nice, fun, perky hair in a bob, which is appropriate for the 1920s fashion. And we end with several members of the town: Rosemary, Lee, Goldie, Little Jack, Elizabeth, Nathan, and Allie, all gathered together to watch the stars aligning, where you see Venus and maybe it was Saturn, Jupiter, one of those planets. They were aligning in such a way that happens once a year, and the stars and planets are extra bright that night, which is just perfect because we have the total solar eclipse tomorrow. So it's kind of funny. I wonder when they wrote this if they knew it would time out with the eclipse and the air date and everything. So I thought that was just kind of enjoyable and fun, considering the fact that, you know, 13 states in the U.S. will be covered by a total eclipse in just a few hours. So it was a perfect ending, and Elizabeth and Nathan have a little bit of a moment. So it's going to be super sweet. I'm really curious, what did you think of this start to season 11? Did you like it? Did you get surprised by any situations or any storylines that presented themselves? Comment below. Alrighty, well, I hope you enjoyed this review and recap. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment your thoughts. I just love hearing what you all think. Thank you so much for listening, and be on the lookout for a preview of episode 2 of season 11 dropping later this week. I hope you all have a fabulous start to your week tomorrow. Enjoy the solar eclipse if you are in the path of totality. Anyway, thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can be notified of all the new episodes. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Lattes podcast. Have a great day.